This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. The city of Aspen is beginning to fill up, with the Food and Wine Classic kicking off tomorrow. Most businesses consider this weekend to be the unofficial start to the summer season. Carolyn Zachariasen has been covering the event for the past 20 years, and she's here to give us some insight as to what it means for town. Hi, Carolyn.
Good morning.
So you've been covering this for a long time. Tell us a little about the history of Food and Wine.
It's in its 35th year this year. It was started very humbly by Gary Plumley. He's the owner of Grape and Grain. It's a liquor store in town. In the early 80s, summers were pretty quiet, so he and some friends started the first, quote, Aspen Snowmass International Wine Classic. That was in 1983. It was sponsored by American Express, and the event featured 22 wineries from around the country, and the response in town was pretty good. So over the next couple of years, the festival increased in its popularity, but so did Plumley's debt. So they sold the festival to the Chambers of Commerce in Aspen and Snowmass. And then in 1987, American Express introduced the festival to Food and Wine magazine. And so now it's grown into what's considered the most distinguished food and wine festival of its kind. It's a star-studded affair with featuring the country's best chefs and celebrity chefs. And now there's thousands of wineries that are, you know, pouring really spectacular wines, and it's like the Oscars for the food and wine industry.
So knowing that it costs thousands of dollars and it's capped at 5,000 tickets, how does this event really benefit locals?
Well, from being under the Grand Tasting Tent since 1995, I can tell you that plenty of locals have found their way in there. But even more importantly, the economic impact that Food and Wine has on the city is tremendous. Between the tourism dollars and the job creation, think about all the workers setting up tents, the support staff required to host thousands of people for 4 days, and the security personnel. It's a multi-million-dollar weekend. But despite Food and Wine's economic impact, local businesses don't really see a windfall this month. I talked with Don Taylor, the city finance director, who said that June is not a month that sees high sales tax receipts. In fact, it's the 7th or 8th month of the year in terms of revenue generation, and that's because the first half of June is still considered off-season.
So if I'm a local and I don't have a ticket, how can I still enjoy some of the festivities this weekend?
Well, there's a few things that are open to the public that do cost money, but nevertheless are available. On Friday, there's a 5K charity race through downtown Aspen. It's hosted by celebrity chef Bobby Flay. And then there's also on Saturday, Heritage Fire. It's in Snowmass, and it features locally grown meat. And so there's many, many chefs there that are cooking an entire animal. And there's a new event on Sunday called the Farewell Feast. It's a bubbly brunch.
This year's Food and Wine Classic in Aspen runs from June 15th through the 18th. Thanks, Carolyn.
You're welcome.
That's News Director Carolyn Zachariasen. I'm Kristen Kay. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.